just 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, he's our Wyoming Cowboys insider, Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. But Cody, first off, man, I was looking at some of your stuff today that you were sharing from your conversation a couple of years ago with Coach Leach, and you kind of cut out some of the fun stuff. Of course, I bet that interview was just fantastic, man. And you brought up the fact that he's a native to Wyoming.
Yeah, absolutely, Brady. I just posted the full-length 45-minute interview with him, and he was all that was advertised, man, and you wouldn't expect any less. And it's great. Always loved Mike Leach because he was from Wyoming, but he made an unfortunate mistake of going to college at BYU, and we really dove into that. And he's just weird enough to go to BYU, right?
Yeah, well, and that had to be such a treat for you, though, to interview a guy like that who's, you never know where he's going to go. And that is the beauty. Again, his record and stuff speaks for itself, but those kind of names, those kind of guys just live on forever and ever because their takes on everyday items that we don't even think about, he's talking about. And it's just, it was mesmerizing. The interview was too. I loved what you guys did with him.
Yeah, it was perfect. It's my former coworker, Casey, he's a little more on the nerdy, not sports side. Like, I've never watched Star Wars or Star Trek or any of that garbage, but Mike Leach was able to talk about all of that, not to mention the sports side. And I got to tell you, Brady, I was always in hopes that one day, you know, I wish the best for Mike Leach at Mississippi State, but I always hoped one day that he would leave there and maybe close out his career in Laramie.
Mm.
And that was always a dream of mine, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. And definitely prayers to his family and the Mississippi State community and everybody who loved Coach Leach.
Yeah, and I kept refreshing Twitter last night just to see, man, come on, give us something positive. And of course, that just wasn't the case. And I know, you know, the football world will certainly miss that guy. That's one of them that just sticks out when you think of not just college football coaches, but college figures or football figures that will last forever and ever. And we'll talk about that guy for a long time to come.
You know, I tell you, CSU, I mean, their offensive coordinator right now, he wouldn't be a thing if it wasn't for Mike Leach and his dad, Hal Mumme.
Yeah, they put out a nice nice statement earlier today just about, you know, their connection, Matt Mumme, of course, and everything that he learned from Leach. And it was a cool thing to see that. Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. Cody, what do we know about the transfer portal in your neck of the woods, man? I mean, I just you're deep in this stuff, so I mean, you know everything that's going on. If I take a break for like a day, I'm like, what just happened over there? Where did that guy go, and where did this guy come from?
I do know Ty McCullough got an offer from Wyoming, which is so wild to see still to this day. I mean, I can't get over that kind of stuff. And I know CSU offered Rome Weber, a guy who left Wyoming last year. I don't know. It's been kind of quiet on this front for a while. You never know when that's going to spark or if it's going to spark. But I know, the Cowboys, the last couple they've lost are guys who haven't really contributed much since they've been here. So you have to wonder if maybe those are ones where the coaching staff kind of urges them, a la Deion Sanders, to go ahead and hit the portal and see what's out there for them. But Cowboys sit at 8 right now, which is kind of, you know, almost middle of the pack of the Mountain West. And, of course, CSU's taking the cake in that regard. I believe they're at 22 right now. So, but it's happening everywhere, man. And up here, it seems like the sky's falling as usual, but it's not. There's 8 dudes and, you know, Boise State's at, what, 10? New Mexico's at 15, something like that. I mean, it's just happening everywhere.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you got to be very careful with how you view these, because it doesn't necessarily mean that your program is on fire, because it's happening everywhere you go. Coach Prime in Boulder's like, get in the transfer portal, get out of here, essentially.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's whether they're telling them to or not, it's just happening. The Ty McCullough thing is interesting. Do you think that that's something that could possibly happen? We could see him playing for the Cowboys next season?
I think so, because the Cowboys just lost Joshua Cobbs to the portal, and he has received offers from Ole Miss and Arizona State and things like that. So, you wonder, Brady, if some of these coaches are going to eventually say, hey, we're gonna find these certain position groups in the portal only. You know, if it takes a long time to get a guy to translate from high school to the college level, which at Wyoming, the wide receiver position is perfectly, that's exactly it. maybe you don't go out and get high school wide receivers anymore, and you just say, hey, you know what? We are going to scour the portal. We're going to find all of our D-backs and all of our receivers in the portal, period.
Wow. I mean, and that's what's crazy is you might start seeing this, and you wonder what that's going to look like for high school kids ultimately nationwide with the recruiting situation is, I mean, Deion Sanders making no bones about it. He is flat out talking about, you know, he's tweeting every day, I'm looking at this portal. I just wonder what that's going to ultimately do, because that's where guys are going to go first. Coaches are going to go first is to look at that transfer portal.
Oh, well, I mean, let's be real. It's become more exciting than signing day, because we don't necessarily know how these kids are going to translate from high school, but we know that these kids in the portal, we can see, you know, concrete stats of what they did at their former place. And you wonder if the Mountain West, I'm sure it's already happening at the bigger schools, but you wonder if the Mountain West is almost going to have to create a position in every coaching staff where they're literally just a transfer portal scout. You'd imagine just looking at all these high school kids, it would take an army of men to really do a great job at that. So, you know, now you add the portal on top of it, you'd think that there's going to have to be some positions created eventually here.
It's going to be like the NFL, man. I mean, I look at the Rams, Sean McVay, like they make draft picks, but he talks about it openly, like, yeah, we make our team through free agency. Yeah. There's going to be teams that are like, we make our team through the portal. And what's interesting about that is through the portal, they've already transferred. So maybe they've got it out of their system. They don't want to go through that process again. You know, these high school kids go through it, and you know, it's, hey, we like it here, but it could be better somewhere else. These kids that are going through the portal now might say, I don't want to go through all that again, the paperwork, the transferring over, getting to a school. Who knows? It might even be easier if you find a guy going through his second school rather than picking them up for the first time around.
No doubt, because if they leave again, they're going to have to sit out a year.
Yeah.
And you know, and then the COVID thing still lingering, where guys have already have an extra year anyway. I mean, these guys are getting BYU age, 25, 26 years old. You got to do what you got to do. But, you know, we saw that work with Utah State a couple of years ago when they won the Mountain West Conference. They went portal heavy, really heavy, like 20-plus dudes in the portal, and they won the Mountain West. But I don't know if it's sustainable. I don't know. I guess it's still so early in the process. We don't know. I do know Craig Bohl has said it 100 times. There's no way in the world he's building this program. He's a developmental guy, and he is not building the program through the portal. However, now he has a mindful eye on it, and he is absolutely watching it. And the Cowboys have already offered a few guys. And I've noticed the guys that they have offered in the portal so far are guys they've played against. So they've already done the film. You know, Whaley, a running back from Northern Illinois, he had a great game against the Cowboys 2 years ago, and I'm not shocked that they offered him. Ty McCullough has not necessarily done a lot against the Cowboys, but I think they know that CSU's had some studs at that position, and the Cowboys need some guys at that position.
Cody Tucker joining us. We got a texter, Cody, for you. Wants to know about the football coaching staff. Is that going to remain relatively the same, or is Bohl going to make some big-time changes?
So far, not a peep. And really, with the transfer portal season, when is coaching season? When are they, when are they going to go out, and when is the coach movement going to start here? I don't know. But so far, it seems like he really likes this staff, and I don't see anybody leaving.
Interesting. I wanted to get this one from you too, Cody. Jeff Linder, you know, the Cowboys have put together a couple of wins here, but Coach Linder on the basketball side of things was a little frustrated earlier last week talking about the fan support. I wanted to get your thoughts there.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people chimed in, of course, and said, geez, you know, I can't make it to a game on Wednesday night, especially against Texas A&M Commerce, and it's like, dude, he's not talking about you, guy who lives in Powell, Wyoming, 6 hours away. He's talking about you, guy who lives in Cheyenne, guy who lives in Laramie, graduate who's on the Front Range of Colorado. They need you, and they need the students. And I loved it. I loved it.
I know too.
A lot of it left a sour taste in some people's mouth, but I absolutely loved it. And I tell you what, the numbers weren't crazy bigger on Saturday, but the energy was, and it worked. And I had numerous people come up and said, Coach Linder guilted me into coming here. And the Cowboys played their best game by far without Graham E.K. And if they can look even half that good against Dayton and St. Mary's coming up, they have a shot right before conference season starts.
I'm with you, though, Cody. I love that, because that's what it's about, right? You want to keep a coach like Jeff Linder. You and I have had countless conversations, not just about Linder, but about Nico Medved and these other coaches. Can you keep them? Well, if you can provide an environment, if you can help with that, not only can you really egg these teams on to win, you can encourage coaches to look at this and go, you know what, I make pretty decent money, I'm comfortable here, we can do something big, and they really seem to get behind the program, and that's how you do it. It's on both sides. You got to have the fan support.
Yeah, what I loved about it too, Brady, it was kind of a double punch to the face to the fans, because they, not only is he like, hey, show up, but he sees on social media when these Wyoming football players are leaving and people go, oh, there's no loyalty. I hope these guys never play another snap in their life. You know, he brought it up that, hey, you want them to be loyal and ride for the brand and be cowboy tough and all that stuff. Well, where the hell are you? And I absolutely loved it.
I think it's important, you know. And Linder, he's kind of that kind of guy. He's a good guy. I really like him. But he's also the kind of guy that if he's really feeling a little frisky, man, he's gonna say it. He's going to throw it out there, and he can get a little testy with some of these fans.
I love it, man. He, you know, he signed his contract in March. He got an extension in March. And first thing he said is, you know, I come from the Mark Few coaching tree, the Leon Rice coaching tree. Those are two of the longest tenured coaches at one school in the country. And basically what he's trying to say is, hey, I like to fish. I'm a front range guy. I'm from Denver. I love it here. My kids go here. My son's in college here. Basically, what I'm saying is, if you care about this program and you show you care and the administration continues to put money into it, why would I leave?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, that's the thing. If we can grow this and build it and make it a crazy environment and a fun place to live and work and play, then let's do it. Cody, I got to get the Graham EK update. What's his status look like at this point? Anything new?
Boy, you know, they keep saying sometime in March, but then Jeff keeps throwing out his press conferences, if. And that those two letters are, you know, are riding pretty large here in Wyoming. But, you know, he just continues to say, I'm not a doctor, I don't know. From what I hear, Graham thinks he's ready to play now.
Wow.
And I wouldn't be surprised, though, Brady, if, you know, hey, conference season's getting ready to start. You know, it'll be January. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Hey, after the Isaiah Stevens thing. So, dude, we do a show with Isaiah. We're cool with each other. We're not like best friends yet. We're working on it. But I didn't hear a word. And then suddenly I'm like, oh, I guess you're just playing now. And we don't tell people about that now. And I gave him crap. And he's like, yeah, it's kind of hush hush. So I gave Coach Medved crap too. I was like, apparently there's a text group that I'm not involved in as well. So, dude, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Graham plays soon.
I just went through the same thing 2 weeks ago when Titus Swinn, I read that he's giving quotes to somebody who doesn't even cover the Wyoming Cowboys, and I've been talking to this kid since he was a senior in high school, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Where do these guys come from, man? You know, getting these scoops. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. This is your beat and my beat here, and we gotta protect each other here. So Cody, my man, appreciate you as always. I love your stuff. I have had so many, and I'm not just blowing smoke, I have so many listeners that really appreciate the fact that we've got a Wyoming insider on the show on a regular basis, but also just the way you go about it. It's different than a lot of how people go about it. Not say it's better or worse, but it's entertaining. And that's what I'm all about, man. So great job by you. And let's get you in here at some point when the weather's not crazy. Let's just do a full thing where we're on for like an hour or two and we can break into the important stuff around college sports.
Man, as long as you have a mute button, that's all that needs to happen.
Mute
and I have
button,
to put a sign in front of me that says, don't cuss.
Mute button, sign that says, don't cuss, and whatever beer you like, man. We can do that. As long as my producer's not drunk back there, we're good. We can do whatever we want. So it's
well,
party
I must
time.
Admit, one of the only things besides you, Brady, that I like about Colorado is Coors, and I'm an absolute beer snob in the fact that I only drink Coors Original, and if you see me with a Coors Light, I'm on a diet.
You're no craft beer? You're not one of those guys? guys.
Never in a million, billion, trillion bike riding years will I ever drink a craft beer. And you know all the good stuff in Coors comes from Wyoming anyway, aside from the water, so... no craft beer ever.
Never in a million bike riding years. That is, should be on a t-shirt, please. Make that happen. I would
never
buy it.
Never in a million snowshoeing, canoeing, bike riding years while I drink that North Face garbage.
Oh, I absolutely love it. And you know, I actually do like craft beer, so I'm a little offended, but I love it at the same time. So we'll figure it out. But also, like, I'm from Eastern Colorado, so like it was Bud Light and Coors Light. That was it. So when I brought home like a six pack of whatever, you know, Bigfoot Slough or whatever it's called, my dad's like, "What in the hell are you doing?" Like, they don't like this, man. I'm not drinking it. I'd put it away, and I went right back to the good stuff. So I get what you're throwing.
I like my Coors with a side of Copenhagen, not my hippity-dippy hippie beer with a side of orange slice.
We just need Cody-isms, man. We just do it. Throw it out there. I love it, man. Keep it rolling. Cody.
Yeah, say goodbye to my sponsors, huh?
You make sure it's not a brewery or anything like that. Just make sure. When we get this segment sponsored eventually, I will make darn sure it's not like Mighty River or anything like that here in the area. All right, dude. Cody, appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brady.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. He's great, man. He is great. He hates Colorado, but isn't it kind of refreshing? You know, it's not really just straight up, here's the story and here's the facts of it. He also has thrown a bunch of other stuff, too. He's good.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
He's like the Mike Leach of local coverage in the area. Seriously, Cody, you don't know where he's coming from. You don't know where that guy's coming from, but they absolutely love him up there. I love that he's like, some dude gets a tweet or a text message that about Titus Twin. It's like, dude, I'm on the beat all the time. Where the hell did that come from? That's how it was with Isaiah. You know, I was like, we got a show on Friday. It was Wednesday. Didn't care to tell me that information? Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it figured out. Crazy stuff about what I heard today, though, right? My little birdies are flying around, even in the snow, flying around, that Lindsay Oates was perhaps offered the job at CSU and turned it down for UNC. I don't think that's an indictment on CSU. I think that's her dedication to UNC.
Yeah, I think she's, I think it's an honor to get an opportunity like that to move up to a Mountain West school from the Big Sky and to a program that is also successful. But what she's done at UNC is just remarkable, and she's earned that tenure there.
I love it. I thought it was great news. I thought her name was coming up. I had talked to our guy Kevin Lytle. I've talked to other people.
She wasn't the first, candidate.
She was from that camp too. She was under him. She was a part of that. Like they in this area, she knows this area. Wouldn't have been shocked at all. Texter from the 970, Rage Against the Machine, Johnny Mack. We've had a bunch of guesses. You're close. It's about a garden. Is the next? Was that too easy of a hint? Too easy of a hint. Also says love your show. Thank you. That's a great way to get involved and win a Top Text Tuesday. Sucking up like that. That's fantastic. Eastside Chris, why is my computer so? I can't click the text here. Eastside Chris. Susan and Cheryl, with their tarnished throat issues, should be the judges. Oh, I didn't read the first text. Brady, who would win in a voice-off? Cody Tucker versus Mark Johnson. We meet at the Hooligans Clubhouse. Cody's got a real interesting voice. Mark's got that real deep thing going, though, man.
Must be something about being in the outdoors a lot, and nature, and...
Yeah,
you kind of just get that gravelly kind of voice.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah, because you're eating beef jerky all the time, and you're fighting
living
bears.
Living off the land, as they say.
Do you think Cody's like a live off the land kind of guy, bear wrestling type guy?
So, I mean,
have you ever seen him?
Cody?
Yeah.
No.
Big dude, beard.
Sure.
You pictured a beard.
I knew there was
a beard.
Running around Wyoming with a gun, just looking for something to kill.
Mark Johnson's on a horse in Boulder.
There you go.
And he's just like roping stuff. Wild pig and all that stuff. Who's got the better voice? I mean, Cody's got a unique voice, but Mark's got the better, like, broadcast voice because he's a broadcaster. I don't know.
I'd throw Jerry Schimmel in there.
Jerry
too.
Schimmel's got a fantastic voice. Jerry's got a one, and his style is amazing. We got good people on this show, man. I mean, we have good, they're good at what they do. If you're not good at what you do, I'm not bringing you on the show to be an insider. That's the rule, right? We're not getting crappy McCrappyson, who, you know, has no insight, but then randomly gets a big story and then wants to be on the show.
Has four Twitter followers.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're getting people that are in the know, that are trusted and dependable. And then Tanner pops on once in a while. First Advantage Text Line. I mean, we give that dude a hard time. He's great at what he does.
I mean, you wouldn't be getting as hard if you showed up.
That's true. That's what happens. When you're not here, it's like when you don't show up to school, even though it's a sick day, or maybe you got snowed in, you couldn't, whatever. Then your buddies gave you crap because you weren't here. You missed out.
Because something happens in the friend group,
yes.
And now you're a day behind.
Something,
you can't get back in there.
It gave me anxiety. It's like, what's happening there today? Oh my gosh, there was an inside joke that happened today? What?
Well, then they all say it, and you're like, I don't know what you guys are.
They're like, you weren't here. You can't.
You were at home eating McDonald's playing video games.
From the 970, got it. Soundgarden, cool. What does he win?
A firm handshake and a thank you.
We still got this stapler we can give away. Although I don't see. Oh, it's over there by where Brian sits.
Brian's stash of things he throws at
Oh,
Tanner.
This guy got it too. This one really got it. I didn't see this text. You just Googled it. You know you did. 970. Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and the rest. Tom Morello, Wilk, and Carmerford from Rage Against the Machine.
Just needed the bands.
Yeah.
You went overboard.
But you went over, and that's great. That's great. It was the best situation in music ever. It was Soundgarden, one of my favorite bands, and Rage Against the Machine was a top band. Not, I wouldn't say they were top five, but they were up there. Certain songs just absolutely pumped me up. And then I hear that Cornell's leaving Soundgarden and Zach, whatever his name is, for Rage Against the Machine's leaving. And I'm like, what's going on with these guys? And Cornell and Rage joined forces. They make Audioslave. They only did three albums together. I think there was issues with Tom Morello and Chris Cornell back and forth. Like, Tom wanted to sing more and do all that stuff. And then he did go on to make albums called The Night Watchman. He performed at UNC actually once. He's okay. It's like protest music and stuff. It was great. It was amazing. Join forces. Go through. Have you listened to a full Audioslave album?
No.
Oh, Angel. Do the first one. It's Coach Eyes or whatever. Do the first one. Just the first one. The other two are great, but the first one's all you need. Try it. Give it a shot. From okay. First song to the 12th song.
12 songs.
Yeah, it's an That's album. It's an album.
You have
gel.
2 hours of spare time to listen to music.
Amazon, where it's like, listen to three albums from Scuttlepuff or whatever his name is, or three songs. You know, these are real albums. They're working hard. This
is tell a story throughout the album, or is it all different?
It's all different, kind of. But spiritual stuff, like, it's crazy that you wouldn't get from Soundgarden. Oh, dude, don't get me started. So, it's not like Machine Gun Kelly who's like, yo, I'm going to rap about a girl that I dated, and then I got another song 8 years later, basically the same thing.
I don't even listen to that guy.
Well, I know, I didn't think you did. I'm just saying.
You're generalizing my music taste?
Well, I already said you were a country guy, and you said no, so I just assume
I listen
it's
to all
Machine
of it,
Gun
but
Kelly.
I don't have, like, one particular genre.
No? See, I'm pretty much in that mode.
Well, like yesterday, I went from listening to Elvis to like legendary guitar solos, like Jimi Hendrix.
Well, that's respectable. That's respectable.
It's just in that mood.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I like it's weird country music and then really corny Christmas music, man.
There you go.
I'm into it. It's great.
What about corny Christmas country music?
No country. Just can't do country. Just. I don't know. It's just weird.
You have a thing against guitar twangs?
The lyrics and stuff. Typically the lyrics I just don't connect with. You know?
That
cold
that is
beer
part of
on
it.
A Friday night. Like,
if
I don't
you don't drive a truck,
that.
It's hard to relate to driving a truck.
Yeah. I don't think of like pair of jeans. I don't wake up and go, pair of jeans that fit just right. No, I'm like, these are jeans. These are pants that I'm wearing.
But
and
you know
just,
they fit, though.
It doesn't matter. If they don't fit, I go buy another pair that fits.
They're called fitting rooms. Pair, you're like, oh, if you get a hole in them, it's like, oh, those are my favorite jeans. They fit just right, and I can't wear them.
Go buy a new pair. They're called fitting rooms. Who is the guy who sang that song, Cody Johnson or whatever?
Zach Brown Band?
Yeah. Go to the fitting rooms, bro. You're going to find like half a dozen pair that fit you just right. You got to just get them. You got to try them out. You got to just go. I know you're not. You're too busy singing about pants. Just go try on the pants. You'd be surprised.
I think that song was actually about fried chicken, but...
What?
Chicken fried.
That's the thing. It's about, we're sing about what I ate today. I'm going to sing about what I drank today. Now I'm going to sing about what I'm wearing. And then I'm going to sing about what I'm driving.
And what I see while I'm driving.
Isn't that country music?
Kind of.
I mean, imagine if Metallica's like, I'm wearing pants today. You wouldn't listen to it. Metallica's got some deep stuff, man. Really deep lyrics that they're not obvious to people. All right, that's enough. We're going to do a music podcast at some point. It'll blow your mind. 31 minutes after the hour. Let's get a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.